It's Friday, the 30th of May. And it's, could swing either way today weather-wise. It's very pleasant just now, very calm. In fact, when I stepped out the back door there, I thought I'd been transported to someplace way in the countryside. Like now. When there was no noise, no cars, no apparent ambient background sounds, just a quiet garden. It didn't last long, of course, 30 seconds. But it was very eerily quiet this morning. It's fine and dry. I had another really good sleep last night. Finally now that most mornings I'm actually waking up well before 7, anticipating not just the alarm clock, but a sunny morning. Well, that's not happening very often, the sunny morning bit, that is. This is most unusual. Ah, now we're back to reality. My diesel engine roaring through the morning silence. Yeah. If you weren't awakened before, now you are now. A bank holiday or something. So that was last weekend. But it's nice and fresh, and that little cool breeze is blowing across my bare hairy legs. Can it be bare and hairy at the same time? You know what I mean. I've got my monoblock blasting shorts on this morning again. I've not much to do. As I stand here in the garden, I'm how about 6/8 done the whole thing. I've worked my way all the way around to the back here. And I've only about 12 feet of a straight run, and then the final large area should be finished today. I'll be in well. It'd be nice to be able to do it in sunshine. Then ironically, I need rain after I've finished to sort of final flush, if you like. My spirea, the bridal wreath plant bush, was shaking like that bush in the singing ringing tree. I wondered what was causing it from within, and here it was, just a wee spjug, a wee spara. It's amazing how these big birds go about hunting high and low for a wee beastie to scoff. And here's us. We just go to the supermarket. We've got it far too easy now. Far too easy, life. I'm speaking for myself, I guess. I suppose there are people out there who are, well, I wouldn't say in this country, but in other countries are not so fortunate and still have to do it the old way, as they say. But when I realised just how easy it is for me to open my fridge, a cupboard, a biscuit barrel, and pick what I want, it's there, it's easy. Electric kettle, toaster. And people say, we have a hard life, you know, it's not all easy. Oh my God. We've got it far too easy nowadays, at least in general. I can't think of the term. It's not the Western world anymore. Modern secular world, would that do? Turn a tap on, make tea. It's all easy peasy. No work involved. Apart from if you have to work to earn your wages, that is, of course. I don't know why I go on this thread at all. Highland Games tomorrow here. Just a thought as I hear the road sweeper. I take it's a road sweeper, which, by the way, very seldom, if ever, see, honestly. So I guess because it's the Highland Games and the Pipe Band Championship all in the one day here. They've sent them out, tidy the town up for the incoming visitors. It's no different from your own house, isn't it? You know, you keep your house relatively tidy and neat, but when the visitors are coming, wow, go berserk. Or not, as may be the case. That's another thing. People are so different in that context. My wife wouldn't dream of having visitors here if her house wasn't tidy. Mind you, her house is tidy all the time. I'm forever getting around for leaving things down. But she's not house proud scrupulously, but the house is always tidy. But even then, if someone's coming, she'll make sure that I've made sure that the front of the house is tidy, or tidier, if you like. Other people don't bother. I go into people's houses and even friends, and they don't give a jot. As they say, take them as you get them. No effort made. Maybe an apologetic remark like excuse the mess or pardon the mess. But they don't really care. And why should they? It's their house. Do what the hell you like with it. Wow, it's my head going round in wee circles this morning. I blame him inside. It's not me. I'm just voicing the words.